Tip Together Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Staple Together Podcast for the comic book release week of July 29th, 2020. I'm Ooze.
I'm Sudon.
And I'm Peachy.
See, I went to the one that gets it wrong a lot. And I always never pay attention. And you always know the direction we're going.
Always counterclockwise.
Yeah. So we're going to head into the news.
No news is like good news. It's like bad news. It's like news.
Sudon, what do you have?
So, Comic-Con happened.
Did it?
Yeah. Digitally. Yeah. Virtually.
Yeah.
But I gleaned one bit of information that was kind of interesting and fun, and that is this is the 15th year anniversary of that Constantinople movie by Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, they had that panel.
They had a panel, and they talked a lot about the stuff. They even showed the Holy Shotgun. He had it, and Keanu Reeves was all, like, geeking out about it.
That's great.
But the big news was kind of like, that's kind of cool, I guess. And Ooze and I were talking the other morning that I took her to work, and I was like, dang, I really could tell her about it, but I'm going to wait. But talk of a sequel is very legit, and a lot more coming out about that. It's like, that would be kind of neat to see a Constantine 2 within that vein.
Yeah, hopefully it's more accurate to the comics rather than just being a, hey, this is the guy that's not at all British or blonde.
Right.
But we're going to pretend he's the same as John Constantine.
Right. I would be down to see another one. Maybe he's all like, demons took away his British accent and blondness.
No, I heard that they were doing another one, and I had actually hoped that it was a new adaptation with a new actor, more comic accurate, like you're saying. But I had also heard that they were talking to Keanu about the new movie too. But
they apparently been throwing around ideas since that day. Like, this is the end of the filming of the first one, so, like, that's pretty cool. So, possibility of a Constantine 2.
That's cool. That's nice. Cool.
Yeah, PG.
I'd watch it. There has been news out recently that DC Animation has a new film coming out, A Death in the Family. A Death in the Family will be a choose-your-own-adventure-style movie.
Oh.
Yeah, which is pretty great because, as a lot of people know, when the story originally happened in the comics, they put out the ad, you know, call this number and place your bet. And this is, you know, will Jason Todd live or die, and blah, 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 and whatever. And, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So I'd seen this earlier in the day. It's the old ad.
Nice. And you can prevent it with a phone call.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
But then just, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, I watched a pop culture video, news video, and yeah, they said that, Death in the Family's happening. In the style of so many others that have come before it, that have been pretty successful, like the Netflix one. They had Bandersnatch. They also had the Kimmy Schmidt movie, which was a choose your own adventure. And that's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to go back through and see what other situations take place with different choices and whatever. So that, I was pretty excited to hear that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's kill Jason Todd again.
Probably every time. It's like the only logical course
like
of
that.
Only logical course of action.
So my news is that Rick and the trailer for the Rick and Morty season 5 is out, but it's not really the trailer. It's how they did it like last year, that they show like the stencils, like the pre-made for like the actual like color animation is added on. Trailer that we were all like super excited about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nice. Very similar. It shows that there's things going on, alternate universes cool. and stuff. And I'm excited as always for
That's
more Rick
cool.
and Morty.
How many more episodes do we get?
Like 65.
Nice. So we start just chalking them off.
60.
That's what we should do on that board.
My wife and I just started watching that Community, which is a Dan Harmon creation, and you can definitely see some of the just off-the-wall humor. You know, it's definitely toned down from Rick and Morty.
Right.
But, you know, some of that same type of brainwave humor, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is Dan Harmon. Yeah.
Who's yes. the other guy? There's
Justin Roiland.
Who's the other guy?
Dan Harmon.
Is there a Mike?
No. Mike Judge was the guy that created Beavis and Butthead.
Mike Judge, dude. I know who he is. Dang old.
Don't judge.
No, I was like, there was another guy who worked on Rick and Morty that is heavily invested in Lord Dex.
Yeah, no, there's just Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland are the creator producers. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Always good for more work, Mick and Rorty.
Yeah, that is awesome.
But that ends our news section for this week. Let's go into our comic book reviews.
Comic book review.
It's a comic book review.
That's what it is. Sudan, what do you have?
Oh, I didn't pick up this week's comics because I'm rebelling.
I was with you 2 weeks ago, or a few weeks back, you know.
I have no money.
Yeah, I get that.
Phone bill's killing me, and there's too many Pokemon card sets coming out. But I decided to jump into a realm that I like a lot, and I decided to read books that I missed, Power Rangers number 51 and Power Rangers Ranger Slayer number 1.
Nice.
Both take place after what's known as Shattered Grids storyline. Mm-hmm. But I'll go ahead and start with Power Rangers number 51. That one continued writing by Ryan Perrott. Like, I'm waiting for you to do it, like, specifically, so we don't. Alright, so we're continued writing by Ryan Perrott. Art by Moises Hidalgo, or Moises? M-O-I-S-O-S.
Moises?
Yeah. Coloring by Walter Biamonte still. I got the Jamal Campbell, and I do have the variant cover. I forgot to bring it down. It's the variant cover is Gioni Montez. Last one was left with a cliffhanger. Dracon returns. Everybody's like, what's going on? Nice. He tries to run. The Rangers kind of hold their own, and then Tommy just straight knocks them out. Just like, nah, I'm not messing with you, dude. And yeah, pretty badass. Zed returns, gathers his little goofy minions, and then gives them all the sends a monster down. Monster just gets destroyed easily, but it was all a ruse to power up the Green Chaos Crystal, and then gives Power Ranger powers to all the goofy guys. So Goldar's like the yellow version, and then he's like, "Well, we need a leader for your team." And out of nowhere, here comes Rita. So, it's kind of like, but Tommy, the Dracon, is insane, like batshit insane. And he's freaking out about something's coming. He's literally. Oh. So they're like,
so
they.
He's scared.
He's scared about something, and he's still manipulative as fuck. So, because at the end of the whole after Shattered Grid, they did the new one, after that, they reset all the realities. So his reality's back, which leads me to Ranger Slayer and my pick of the week, number one. Writing by Ryan Perrott. Dan Mora is the art.
Good art.
Raul Angulo is the
colorist, and then the cover I got is the variant cover. It's the foil variants that awesome. They used to do, the Gioni Montez.
The wicked, wicked Pink Ranger Slayer helmet.
And you can see the Gravesort in her center visor.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So this is a one-shot.
Oh.
I did not know it was going to be a one-shot. I thought it might be the start of like a mini, 5-6 mini-series right. that they tend to do. They really like Kimberly, and I like that they keep doing it. But this book was, let's say, a badass. She goes back to her world and goes, well, I'm just going to atone.
Huh.
Coinless are like, nah. But they get attacked, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? Because there's these zombies with Power Ranger powers attacking everybody and killing both the Coinless and then Drakkon's leftover forces. And so they, through the Ranger Slayer, convinces them to team up to fight Rita, who Drakkon had killed. Trini, the Yellow Ranger, now Coinless, resurrected her to try to beat Drakkon.
But then Drakkon just turned her into a Ranger?
No, Drakkon's gone longer. But for them, he's been gone for like 6 months. And after, in his void, Lord Zedd, Finster, Scorpina, all these other villains.
Everybody's coming out of the woodwork.
And they all have been defeated, and we get a reveal of Lord Zedd all combined with the Dragon Zord as a bad guy.
Damn.
Completely mindless, you know, controlled. Right. And it was cool to see. And ends with Kimberly being on the throne. You know, kind of like, all right, well, we're going to pave a new path, and there's something coming. So that's we're going to probably see that pop up in the next storyline, which I'm like, ooh. So there was a lot of cool stuff happened in the story.
That's
so
exciting stuff, man. But it makes me think of that figure. The Lord Drakkon with the helmet's badass looking.
Like, and he does not even have it. All he has is, he's crazy. He's got a tattoo on his face. And
really?
He's like, half his face is like, or half his hair is shaved off. And okay, he's very rockabilly about it. But he's sadistic. He's all like, I kind of got Lecter vibes off of him. He's all goading Billy. Huh. Like, yeah, come here. You know, I killed you, right? You know, kind of stuff. I've killed you many times. It was great. So it's kind of cool to see that. But then you also got the righteous version of Tommy in that universe. And he's like, see?
That's cool.
Yeah, I want that figure, though. The Ranger Slayer one.
Yeah. Yeah, that pick. Yeah, yeah, it's badass.
All right, what do you got, Peachy?
I had a bunch of books out. I think I didn't read one, but I had to read Amazing Spider-Man number 44 because 45 was out this week. Continued writing by Ryan Otley,
Nick Spencer,
excuse me, and art by Ryan Otley. That's same goes for 45. We're finally getting a peek into Centipede Guy a little bit and seeing what's going on there. No big spoilers or anything, but that's what those books started out with. We then had X-Force number 1 this week. It was an interesting read. That one was by Leah Collins. No, I lost it. I have it up. 1 second here.
Sorry, I'm like looking at my cover. I'm noticing, I don't know if you can see that from over around or anywhere. The going right across the print error there.
Oh, print error? That's a print error?
Or some sort of gouging. It's right here. But I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, it's going right through her helmet, and there's it going back down this way, too.
All right. So, no worries. This is X-Factor number 1, volume 4 of the book. Writer was Leah Williams, artist David Baldeon, colorist Israel Silva, and cover artist was Larry Stroman. Pretty cool cover. The story was definitely interesting. It's kind of weird, though, in the couple of X books that I read today, they're really, you know, driving home the sexual relationships between the between the mutants. It's just kind of crazy and weird. It just kind of off the wall, but I mean, I think that might be, you know, something that they're trying to incorporate as another kind of, well, they're also still just people,
right,
kind of thing, and something that people, you know, another aspect that's kind of profiled and looked down upon and kind of thing. So that's kind of like a new direction for mutiate-dom to travel and get, basically give them more material to fight against that sort of thing. And I think that may be the direction they're trying to head.
I mean, they've got enough legit material already. I mean, they're mutants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get rid of them.
Hey.
And humans were better.
Unpopular opinions. This book, anyway. Unpopular opinions. No, this book, besides the whole relationship aspect and whatever, read very much like a CSI episode or something.
When?
Weird. It's been up there for 2 days.
She died just like how she died.
She died like she lived.
The
by
hell?
Breaking dying. Her back. By dying.
Keeps attacking me. I'm like, damn it.
It was a lot like a CSI episode. You know, different mutants, different powers, using their abilities to solve a crime, and that's basically what X Factor is going to be from here on out. The X Factor team is going to be, okay, so you know a mutant that died, we'll do the research and whatever, investigation and whatever, and come up with everything and da-da-da. And they found a way to, like, funnel people that need that type of help through Sage, and whatever, and there's a lot. And it's with North Star's the leader, he's the French-Canadian,
right.
And Polaris is in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
You're, like, a big fan of Polaris.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was a really good book. It was not quite my pick of the week, but it was good. Cable number 2 was out. Cable number 2, let's see. Cable number 2 was...
Oh, I know, it's pick of the week now.
Yeah?
Cable volume 4, number 2, was written by Gary Duggan and artist Phil Noto. That's a power team right there.
Yeah.
Letterer Joe Sabino. Cover artist was also Phil Noto. Cable was pretty interesting in the aspect that it, again, was delved into the relationship aspect of things on Krakoa, the mutant island. Cable's currently dating all 5 of the Cuckoo sisters at the same time, and they're all aware of it, and it's just kind of weird and crazy because they're all kind of there when one of them's on a date with him. They're all, you know, they're all
right.
Just mentally all linked. Yeah, and whatever, so.
It was, is he aware that they're different ones?
Yeah,
okay.
He's aware, and one of the funniest parts I was talking to Who's earlier is Emma Frost goes in to talk to Scott about it, and he's like, you know, your son is dating all 5 of my daughters, blah, blah, blah. He better not break their heart. And then she's like, except for Esme, she needs it. Scott, she needs it. Like, that was pretty funny, whatever. But, it's a pretty good book. It was hard to tell what really was going on besides that whole thing. There was a lot of funny parts and a lot of, like, relationship exploration. But I forgot, you know, it just escaped me right now. I don't remember where it ended up or what the story was that was going on. The afterthought thing was, like, old Cable in the future at some point doing something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something doing.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. It's my pick of the week this week was X-Men number 10. It is the Empire tie-in, and God help me, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't exactly know what's going on with these characters, but it was a fun read. There was
Empire.
There was just craziness going on. There was just weirdness, and there was awesome power, and there was like, you know, margaritas.
You know? There was flash. There was bang. There was whizz, and then margaritas.
Yeah, it was just an all around good read. It was basically Gene and Scott had left the kids basically at home. No, they took their kids with them, but they left this Prince guy, which I have no idea who he is. These are all new characters pretty much in the book to me, but the story was really good. He had this super amazing power and basically took down like a whole sector of aliens that came and were like dissecting him and whatever, and super explosive, super cool, whatever.
Isn't he like a pairing of like the Skrull and the Kree?
I think he is. The Shi'ar and the Kree. Yeah. The Shi'ar and the Kree, I think, is what he is. If I remember correctly from reading before.
I know the Kree and the Skrull are now at peace within the Marvel Universe, and they've classically not been at peace. They genuinely hate each other.
Yeah.
So it was like there was something that happened in like the whole Thor crap that... That Meet the Skrull came out and all that stuff. I think there was a big thing there.
War of Realms.
And then right after that, then this is like something happened with this, but it also has a lot to do with Adam Warlock too, from what I've heard. But it's a story I don't want to get into, but it's cool that that's sounding like it's pretty good.
I don't want to. I mean, I know it's going to tie into every book, and that's what I don't want to get into, but I will stick around and read what's going on here, and you know, because it's one of my regular titles. But yeah,
right.
It was really good. It ended up basically with the alien planet finding out that the whole mob of their aliens were killed off, and none of them were left. One guy was left, but he died of his injuries, and he kept repeating one word. He pointed to Earth and kept saying one word. And he's like, what word is that? And he's like, Krakoa. And yeah, so now they're going to come invade Krakoa and whatever, and that's going to fall across all the other 12 X-books that I'm reading. So
that's the War of Swords or whatever.
I think this is a different thing. I don't know. Because the whole sword thing is like called Swords.
Yeah, I don't know, I can't keep up. Of course, we're all getting stuff that was supposed to be out months ago.
Yeah,
so.
yeah. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was, I was really going to call Spidey my pick. I didn't want to give spoilers. you're a book or two behind, and I was two books behind. So, but that one really did, this one really caught my attention.
Yeah, I have two sitting upstairs that I haven't read, and then the one that's out today. For Spider-Man.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, would you have, Luz?
I had one book this week.
No.
It was Red Hood Outlaw number 47. They didn't change the name back.
Oh, I'll shoot that.
The last issue.
You were hoping.
I was hoping. But continued writing by Scotty Lobdell. Continued art by...
That's a great cover.
Continued art by Paolo Pettinella. Colors by R.F. Prianto, and I got the Philip Tan, Mark Deering, and
nice.
J. David Ramos cover.
Nice.
It's a continuation of what's been going on. There's, like, this war with the unknown.
Right.
And Jason's the only one that can stop them. And it's basically just them fighting.
Right.
The unknown, and also Trigon's there, and Bizarro's staving him off.
Why is Trigon there?
Because the unknown is trying. They're trying to release him from hell.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a giant demon with like six eyes.
Yeah.
That's gonna destroy the world, but it's okay.
It'll be fine.
It'll be Raven.
But the place that they're at, where he's, like, stuck, the Outlaws before, the Red Hood and the Outlaws from before, so Roy Harper and Starfire, and obviously Red Hood, were also there at a different time. So they show up in the middle, or towards the end of this book, and help the current Outlaws fight the Unknown and Trigon, and then Bizarro possibly accidentally kills Trigon.
Ooh.
By flying through his heart.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ooh, so you think Raven will be happy about this?
I don't know. I don't think Raven's really happy about a lot.
No, she's never. Yeah, no. That's crazy. That was the end of the book?
Pretty much. I think something else, yeah, they show up.
So no Joker War stuff yet?
No.
That's crazy. Yeah. You think that he would have something to do with that? Maybe he'll come in, like, the next part of the arc.
Yes. Bizarro going through Trigon's heart.
There's one of the three Jokers covers features the laughing fish.
I wonder how that's going to work out for him.
Yeah.
Our Arif Prianto did Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
That's where that name.
That's what I was looking up here. I'm like,
Prianto.
Yeah, but consistently good. It's kind of just like dragging on. I'm sure it'll eventually get to the point of like why the other team's there.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that's all I had.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna get the Vox Machina trade paperback that was out today.
No. Because I have all of those books.
Yeah, but this has more in it.
Yeah, I also need to eat for the next 2 days.
Eating is overrated. No. See, you can live off of small moments of joy rather than food.
You could, you know, mulch up your books, and then you can mix it up with a nice marinade. Season
this guy, what he's
so
saying.
What books do you have next week, Sudan?
Oh crap.
I have about 7, which is weird. I
forgot.
I have high hopes. I've got Batman, Biffy. There's that Dark Knights tie in, which I still need to read. Deceased, Dead Planet 2, Justice League, Money Shot, no, I'm not going to read that, but there's that Star Wars, which apparently
which
4
one?
I never got.
Oh, really? Star Wars 5?
And number 5 is coming out, and I'm like, I never got 4.
I don't remember getting 4 either.
But, and then there is a... That Strange Adventures, I guess I'm getting that too. But what do you got, Peachy?
Looks like Deadpool number 6 is out next week. Giant Size X-Men Phantom X number 1. Let's see.
Are you getting Spider-Man Noir? Cause
no.
I'm trying to remember, they wouldn't let me add it to my list, so I forgot. Spider-Man Noir number 2 is out.
Star Wars number 5, yeah, like you said. Darth Vader number 2, no, that's a second printing. So, and yeah, that's it. And that's it. So Darth Vader. Yeah. Yep. 3 books.
Cool. I have Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 16, Alien, the original screenplay, number
what?
1 out of 5.
Nice.
I saw the variant cover, and it looks very starfishy.
Hmm. I haven't looked at any of the covers. I also have Dark Knights, Death Metal Legends of the Dark Knights, number 1, Deceased Dead Planet, number 2.
Nice.
Far Sector number 7.
Oh!
And
nice.
Rick and Morty Presents Bird Person number 1.
Nice. Bird
yeah.
Person.
Bird.
I probably won't read the Bird Person one.
How long was Far Sector going?
12.
That's right. Okay.
And at least it's only a number 7. That means I have 5 more.
Right.
And Jimmy Olsen should be coming out in trade soon. So.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Jimmy.
Guys, if you don't know where your local comic book store is,
yeah,
go to comicbookstorelocator.com to figure that out, because
you want to go there and pick up your books, pick these books up and read them and collect them and support your local businesses. Ha cha cha cha.
Well, find a good one.
Yeah, yeah, find a good one. Find one that should be giving you a family discount because you're distantly related. All right. And that is my quote from the
check us out on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the links shown down below.
Yep.
Poo, poo, poo.
What real quote do you have for us this week, Peachy?
What real quote do I have? I was looking, and I hadn't found anything definitive, but I have a couple of them. Pick from whichever you like. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Or, if you won't stand for anything, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Excuse me.
Okay, Alexander Hamilton.
Yes.
All right, do you have a quote from us?
Check us out. I put all the social medias listed down below.
Why am I
holding
the quote?
Why not?
There are mama who have come to bargain.
Alright, so we'll have you listening next week, guys.
Take it easy. Till then. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed this, connect with us on social media. And of course, like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Music is brought to you by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting InkandTouch.com or clicking on the link in the description. If you want to listen to more, find us on Anchor.fm or website UnstableTogetherPod.wixsite.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.